This week's parsha, Parshas Behar. Pasuk parsha begins. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. What are the laws of Shemitah? Rashi, famous Rashi, Behar Sinai. Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Sinai. What is the connection between Shemitah and Sinai? We wanted to have to say Behar Sinai. Of course, everything was written by Har Sinai. We know Behar Sinai, we received the entire Torah. The entire Torah we received by Har Sinai. So I don't understand. Very simple question that Rashi's asking: what's going on over here? Why does it have to say Behar Sinai? And for Rashi, Rashi answers: Elamash Shmita Nemru Kol Yisrael Proteisel B'Dikdukel MiSinai. Just as all the general rules and the details of Shemitah were stated at Har Sinai. Har Sinai, we didn't just get general rules, we got all the details. So too with all the mitzvahs, we should know it's always, we got everything with all its laws and details were all stated in Har Sinai. So in case someone's going to think at Har Sinai, we got just, you know, the cliff notes, that this is basically the mitzvahs, and now you go, no, everything was given in Har Sinai. So the question is, why did the Torah choose the mitzvah of Shemitah to teach this to us? You're telling me that the reason why the Torah says over here, by Har Sinai, is to teach me that every mitzvah, all mitzvahs, that were given at Har Sinai, everything was given there, with all its kolosei, and the decay, and all the prakim, everything. So why, and it only says it once, it doesn't say every single mitzvah. It doesn't say when we have this mitzvah, Har Sinai, when it says, well, you shouldn't kill, you should, sukkah stays to show the shalom. But Har Sinai, we don't say that. We say it over here. Rashi's saying this because we're learning that every mitzvah, all details were given in Har Sinai. So the question is why are we learning out from the mitzvah of Shemitah this rule? Why did the Torah choose the mitzvah of Shemitah? The Sefer Achinuch says, the shayrish, the root of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to entrench in our hearts and engrave within our minds chidush ha'olam, that the world is constantly being renewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and it goes on its own. Every second, every millisecond, the Rebbeinu Shalom is blowing into this world more chiyus, more life. If for 1 second, for 1 millisecond, the Rebbeinu Shalom would stop, everything would stop. There would be no world here. It would be all over. That is what the Mitzvah Shemitah is supposed to teach us. How is that? Dr. Chinuch, we have to leave our land fallow so that we should remember that the produce of the earth is not from our toiling. People begin to think, oh, I worked hard. Ah, look what I accomplished. Look how much produce I got. No! It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the earth to produce. By desisting from working the fields in the seventh year, we acknowledge that the other 6 years of produce were all from Hashem. The seventh year is the Merichia tells you, oh, you know what, the first 6 years I was working and I was busy with the fields and I was able to have good produce. The seventh year I'm going to leave it fallow and I'm going to know that I can have food from the Rebbeinu Shalom whether I do it or not. And it's not Koyche V'yaitzim Yadi. Performing this mitzvah increases our Ritachan the Rebbeinu Shalom. Azoy Sheit Nechana. It says in the Torah, Chaim Esh Tzadi, the Torah asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Medrash, the Torah asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Chal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden are going to run to their vineyard, right? The Torah was given in Har Sinai. Har Sinai got there. Now, we were on our way to Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah wanted to know, what's going to happen when Chal Yisrael are going to get into Eretz Yisrael? They're going to run to their vineyards, they're going to go into their fields, and they're going to work it. Ma'ata, hey, what's going to be with me? They're not going to have time to learn me. They're going to be working. And for the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't worry. Tell the Torah, don't worry. The partner of Torah is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of rest from work when Klai Yisrael will have time to learn the Torah. The Medrash says. The Megala Mukas says, the reason for the Mitzvah Shemitah is so that Klai Yisrael should learn Torah. That's the reason for the Shemitah. Shemitah, the seventh year, they didn't work the fields, and they had a whole year to learn. A sabbatical. The other 6 years they need to work with the vineyards and the fields. In the seventh year, they put aside all of their worries of providing sustenance and they learn Torah full time. They have full betachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for them. It says in the Berach Moshe, and it says, V'shofta aretz Shabbos Hashem. The land shall observe a Shabbos rest for Hashem. Rashi says Shabbos Hashem means for the sake of Hashem. He has to do it for the sake of Hashem. Just as it's said by the Shabbos of creation. What is the Berach Moshe says? What's the connection between the Shabbos of Bereishis, the initial, the first Shabbos of the world, and Shemitah? The Medrash says that we just said that Shabbos is a part of Torah. Shabbos is only one day. One day Shabbos. What is the Torah supposed to do for the rest of the week? Very nice. The Medrash says, the Torah went to the Baruch Shalom, what's going to be with me? The Klai are going to go work their vineyards and the fish. And they're, don't worry, you have a partner, Shabbos. They rest and they're going to be able to learn the whole day. What about the other 6 days? What's the Torah supposed to do then? The Gemara Megillah says, Yogati Matsasi Tamin. If someone says that he labored in Torah and he succeeded, he worked at it. He was Yegeya in Torah and he was Matsliach. Believe him. Believe him. He said, that's what you should believe. Matsasi means to find something without effort, while Yogati means to focus and try to accomplish something. I find the Metzia. What does it mean a Metzia? You find a Matsasi, I found an object on the floor. I didn't work hard for it. It's there. I found it. It came easily. Yigiyah B'Tayr means to work hard on it. That's the difference between Yigiyah, Yogati, and Matsasi. How does it make sense that if one will labor in Torah study, Yogati, he's going to work hard, then Matsasi, he's going to find it without working hard. That doesn't make sense. He worked hard. So he's going to work hard, and then Matsasi is going to find it without working hard. But he already worked hard. So what does that mean? He said he doesn't understand the Lashon as Yogati or Matsasi, Tamen. It doesn't seem to make sense. The answer is that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives a special hashpah for one's labor in Torah study. One can learn and be a gay on Torah and not understand what he is learning. It is because he labors in this study, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a gift. People think, I'm going to work hard on learning this Shikul Torah and I'm going to get it. I'm going to understand it. You should know that sometimes Torah is beyond you. You can't get it. But you know what? You're gaki. If you show the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're going to work at it and you're going to try and you're going to put in a lot of effort, then Matsasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you easily. He's going to give you a matana. Matsasi is like a matana. Hashem says, oh, this person is working hard. He's learning. He's sitting there. He's hurrying. He's trying to understand it. Oh, now I'm going to give it to him for free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is, Shabbos is only one day. However, if one labors on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a gift of Torah that far surpasses that one day. It is enough for the entire week. Shemitah is compared to Shabbos. Shemitah is a year to take off from work and learn Torah. The partner of the Torah is Shabbos and Shemitah. What does that mean? If one learns Torah HaKadosh properly in the year of Shemitah, he can accomplish for the Shemitah year as well as the other 6 years. So you're right. You're working the 6 years, but if you're going to be Yogati, you're going to work hard in that year of Shemitah when you have off. You have a sabbatical. You have time to learn. You're going to work hard. You're going to get schar, and you're going to have matzasi even the rest of the years. It said in about the Nura, what is the connection between Shabbos, Bereishis, and Shemitah? Shemitah is a zeichet ha'maisa Bereishis, just like Shabbos. Shabbos and Shemitah are times that we rest and show and demonstrate that Rebbeinu Shlom created the world and runs the world. We don't work on Shabbos. We don't work on Shemitah. We don't work the fields. We're demonstrating that Rebbeinu Shlom is the one who created the world and he's the one who runs the world. It says in the Be'er Moshe, in the entire Sefer Vayikra, Parashat Bahar is the only parashat that does not mention Karbanos. Sefer Vayikra is all about Karbanos. Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini, keep on saying Karbanos, Karbanos. Bahar, no mention of Karbanos. We learn from this that Shemitah accomplishes the same thing as Karbanos. You know why it doesn't say Karbanos in this week's parashat? Because Shemitah is in the place of it. When bringing a carbon, one must demonstrate that he is nothing compared to the master of the world. Bringing a carbon doesn't mean as you come with a big smile, oh, I'm going to get a big meal, you bring a carbon shlamim, oh, it's good, I'm going to get a big piece of meat, a gazinta piece of meat. That's not what a carbon is. A carbon is a person has to realize that who he's bringing the carbon to, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the master of the world, that he's nothing. That's what a person has to be thinking. So too, adhering to the laws of Shemitah demonstrate that one has no power in this world. All of the power in this world is the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It says in the Avodah Zarah, there are two types of people who are Shomer Shabbos. There are those who serve Hashem 6 days of the week. When they come into Shabbos, they're on an exalted level. 6 days of the week, they're always trying to serve Hashem properly. The other group are those who forget Hashem during the week. When Shabbos Kodesh comes, they rest from their work and enjoy eating and drinking. 6 days of the week, they don't learn, they don't do avodah, you know, it's work. Shabbos comes, a day, enjoy, you can be with the family, eating and drinking. Zakhtir Vidazov. Vishav Soha Aretz, and the land rests, is Meramis to the first group. They're resting. They rest from the Gashmis of the land, and therefore when Shabbos comes, it is Shabbos Lashem. All of their enjoyment of Shabbos is all for Hashem. When it says in Pasuk Vav, V'hoysha Shabbos Aretz Lachem La'achla, this Pasuk is Meramis to the second group. V'hoysha Shabbos Aretz, one that rests with the Gashmis of the land, Lachem La'achla. They will eat for themselves on Shabbos and not for their branch. A person has to be careful. Shabbos Kodesh has tremendous, tremendous powers, tremendous koyches. But we have to realize the whole week has to be looking forward to Shabbos, but it has to be avoided during the week also. It's not like, okay, I'll do nothing during the week, I won't go to a shir during the week, I won't learn during the week, and Shabbos I have time. It's a level to do that too on Shabbos, and to be shame on Shabbos, and to learn on Shabbos, but a person has to work on it the whole week. Said in the Shailus Chuvis Yad Eliyahu, Shammai Hazakein would eat every day of the Kavod Shabbos, every day of the week. If he came across a superior animal, he would say, this is for Shabbos. Remember, he'd be walking in the street, oh, I found a beautiful animal, a mahudr the animal, this is for Shabbos. If he would then come across one even greater quality, he would eat the first one during the week and set aside the better one for Shabbos. So you keep on, during the week, if you found five, you ate the first four, the best one is what he's saving for Shabbos. Hillel HaZaken, on the other hand, he acted differently. All of his actions were l'shem shemayim. He did not put away for Shabbos. He had the tochen that Hashem would provide for him on Shabbos as well as during the week. Why did Hillel put away for Shabbos Kodesh? So they had a difference. So Shammai, he would walk in the street, he'd find a nice animal, he'd say, oh, this is for Shabbos. He'd go further, he'd find a nicer animal, he'd eat the first one, and the second one he'd save for Shabbos. He was busy the whole time with Shabbos. Hillel, on the other hand, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't save for Shabbos. So it's a fact that he doesn't understand. Why didn't Hillel save for Shabbos? Why didn't he put it away? He says, Hillel's whole week was l'shem shemayim. When Shabbos came, it was Shabbos at the highest level. By elevating his Shabbos, he elevated his week so that he kept in the Shema Yisera of Shabbos. That's the Madrega. Hillel was kept in the Shema Yisera. The whole week when he was eating, he had that Kedusha of Shabbos. He took Shabbos with him. He didn't leave Shabbos behind. Shabbos is over already 5 days ago. He wasn't gone. Shabbos was with him. The Kedusha of Shabbos was with him. It was because of this, he had his Neshama Yisrael even during the week, that he ate whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu provided him that day. His whole week was a week of Kedusha. Perhaps you can understand now the connection between Shabbos, Kodesh, and Shemitah, and why the Torah Taka chose to teach us all the mitzvahs of the Torah with their diktukim, and the details were given to us at Hasina by the mitzvah of Shemitah. You want to know why? Shemitah and Shabbos are times for Klal Yisrael to focus on the Torah creation. Shabbos has to be utilized for Ruchnius. The whole work week has to be anticipation of Shabbos. If we treat Shabbos properly, Shabbos can be part of our lives every day of the week. Shemitah is the same thing like Shabbos. If we treat Shemitah properly, nowadays we don't have fields in Eretz Yisrael. There's supposedly the opportunity is going to be coming to invest, be a part owner in the land in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it's going to be. But understand what Shemitah is and what the Galus is supposed to bring us back to the roots, that we realize that everything is in the Baruch Shalom. And that's why we use specifically the mitzvah of Shemitah over here, the Bahar Sinai. That's one of the main mitzvahs that we can learn, like the Chinuch says, that it's the root of to entrench in our hearts and engrave within our minds Chiddush HaOlam. The Baruch Shalom runs to the world every second. Sometimes a person forgets, a person starts to think, oh, I was so smart, I accomplished, this is what I did. Not true. Often the burning shalom. That's one thing that Shemitah reminds us of. A little bit later in the parasha it says, "Vayishenu ishes hamisa v'yereisim lekecha ki ani Hashem elokeichem." Each of you shall not aggrieve his fellow, and you shall have fear from your God, for I am Hashem your God. Rashi explains that the pasuk is referring to a noas devarim, which means verbal harassment. That's a noas devarim. One should not antagonize his chaver, nor give him advice that is not appropriate for him. You shouldn't give someone poor advice. How one might think that no, his intentions were in the advice he gave. How are you going to know what I'm thinking? I give you advice. Maybe I'm giving you bad advice for my own benefit, but how does anyone know what I'm thinking? The Torah therefore says, V'yareisim elekecha, one should have fear of God. One who knows thoughts and knows what is truly in one's heart. The Baruch Hashem knows what we're thinking. Parashat Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel. Immediately after, what's the next thing the Torah discusses? Lo Yisaydu. Question is, what's the connection between Shemitah and this mitzvah of Lo Yisaydu? Said in the Kehilas Yitzchak, if your brother becomes impoverished and his means falter, you shall strengthen him. If someone gets poor, you should help him out. There are people who are always worrying about money. No matter how much money they have, they can be loaded, they're worrying about money. And there are people who don't have much money, but they have bitachon, that their Baruch Hashem is going to provide for them, and they don't worry about money. And Baruch Hashem is going to provide for me, I don't have to worry about it. And then there's people that they're very wealthy, and all of a sudden they have the tachin. You know when? Someone comes and knocks on the door, Shalom Aleichem, I'm collecting, I have no money, I can't afford. Oh, you're collecting. Have the tachin in Hashem. Go daven to Hashem. I'm not going to give you money. You don't need money from me. Have the tachin. Go daven. And Hashem will give you. He'll provide for you. That's not what it means, he says. That's not what the Torah wants. That's misplaced bitachon in the Baruch Hashem. The Torah places the mitzvah of Shemitah near the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Baruch Hashem provides for all. Yet we still must give tzedakah. And more than the Baruch Hashem must dictate a person's attitude regarding himself, his needs, and his concerns. However, regarding the needs of others, you must help and not say that Hashem will help. Yeah, don't worry. And it's, for me, I'm worried about myself. It's punfakeh, he says. After the bitachon that the Baruch Hashem runs the world and he will take care of me, that I have to believe. Someone comes to you and says they help, then you have to give him whatever you can. Help him in any way you can, be it money, be it advice, whatever it is that you can help him with. Don't say, yeah, don't worry, you're good to go. He should have bitachon, but that's not your business. And the individual has to worry about himself. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine, for you are gerim, the teshavim with me. Said to him, Geranechi be'eretz al tasem imeni mitzvaysecha. David HaMelech said to the Baruch Shalom, I am a ger in this world. Do not hard your mitzvahs to me. When one is traveling alone in a foreign land, he has no one to speak to or to share his feelings with. The moment he meets another traveler, they quickly form a relationship and become good friends, speaking to one another and sharing feelings with one another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is a traveler, Eilam Hazeh, and he has no one upon with Teres Hashana. David HaMelech has a bunch of, I too am a Gerim, Eilam Hazeh. Rest your Shechin on me, give me your mitzvahs. Ki Gerim, we are Gerim with the Rebbeinu Shalom in Eilam Hazeh. V'say Shavim, we will settle in Eilam Haba with the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to connect ourselves to the Baruch Hashem. My father says, you know, he when he went to the Kaisel years ago, he went to the Kaisel and he sees someone, the guy comes running over to him, familiar face, he starts talking to him. My father's laughing, he says, he sees him in Brooklyn every morning, guy doesn't say hello to him, doesn't say boo to him. All of a sudden, when he's in a foreign place and he doesn't know too many people and he's not in his own place, he's running over. You know, when someone is traveling, you finally see someone, oh, you become good friends. David HaMelech says, we're both gerim. The Baruch Shalom, you and I, it's that we're in this together and we're going to go into Eilam Haba together. Sam Seyla says, if you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments and perform them, you will merit gula. Sam Sefer explains, if one follows Hashem's commands, then he will do it all properly. Hashem gives a guarantee that one who acts Hashem Shemayim will not do an aver even by accident. That's we know all the ma'asim about the animals of the tzaddikim that didn't even eat, that there's stories about how there was this tzaddik and he was going to eat the food and they didn't end up eating the food for no, what seemed like no good reason. They found out later that it was treif and so on and so forth. The reason is because the Baruch Shalom protects those who, the ones who are mekadosh themselves, the Baruch Shalom protects them and makes sure that they don't do averus. It says in the Ben Ish Chai, when you come into the land that I give you, the land shall rest a Shabbos for Hashem. Why does the Pasuk say Ani? Ani noisein lachem, that I, the land that I give you. Of course there's only Hashem that can give land to anyone. What is that? The Pasuk say Ani. We know that. Why is resting from working the field on the seventh year a Shabbos Lashem? The Torah commands Klai Yisrael to rest from the fields and from our vineyards. Planting a field year after year weakens the field. It does. Sometimes it needs a rest. Just like you need a rest. We need a rest. The field needs a rest. So you should do it. You know why? Because I gave it to you. And it has to be Shabbos Lashem. You shouldn't say, no, look, perfect. So Shemitah, it's the seventh year. It's time for the land to have a rest. I'm not going to plant this year so it should be stronger. No. The reason why you're doing it is because Hashem said, don't do it. Perhaps now we can understand why Elisha was near Shemitah. The mitzvah Shemitah should be done solely to fulfill the will of the Baruch Hashem. Elisha, one may think that he can easily give advice that he knows to be bad for that person, since no one knows. No one will know that his intentions are malicious. No one knows. One needs to have fear of Hashem. Hashem knows your thoughts, and you will be punished accordingly. So too by Shemitah. Know that the Baruch Hashem knows your thoughts. Do not rest from your field because it's beneficial for the production of the land. In the Pasuk is telling us to achieve the true geula and be with Hashem. A person's thoughts must be l'shem shemayim. If we follow the proper path, we will be zeicha to have the Shechinah rest upon us in this world. We will be with us Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.